Case study. John Smith is a newly hired manager at XYZ Company. A retired military officer, John Smith is used to hierarchical organizations and expects his staff members to defer without question to his judgment as supervisor. The team's previous supervisor, however, had been keener on participative approaches. Hence, John's directive style is causing resistance and resentment among his team. John decides to be flexible. He appreciates that civilian companies can't and shouldn't be ran like the military. He starts a focus group discussion to get what the staff members think of the company's current performance. He researched the right questions to ask so as to encourage the participation of his staff. And yet, despite his efforts to be the first one to reach out, his subordinates remain lacking in enthusiasm, even a bit fearful of his presence. A communications coach was hired to analyze John's problem in dealing with his staff members. The coach gave John a feedback on his nonverbal and paraverbal behavior. According to the coach, even if the words that John uses favor a more democratic style of leadership, he still appears and sounds like an army general barking orders. After gaining awareness of his nonverbal and paraverbal communication, John trained on how to be more congruent to what he wants to say. Eventually, he was able to build solid rapport with his staff members.